Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Spencer Davis Group bringing this back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Steve Winwood, by the way. That's the lead singer, Steve Winwood. He was just a baby when he sang that song. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a good time with our new friend, but soon to be not such a new friend, Sias. Catherine Sias. S-I-A-S is her last name, and she's vice president of OAssist. That's OAssist.com, a search engine optimization company. Is that right? Is that the best way to define your company?
That is the best way. Well, really, we're internet marketing. We do web design.
Internet marketing, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
All right. So I said something in the previous segment about we're talking about search engine optimization. We talked about some definitions earlier and how to pick a good search engine specialist to help you. And I encourage you to check out Catherine's company as well, folks. I use three terms: technical, financial, and political. The technical, the way I see search engine optimization, obviously you have the technical. You've got the words, you've got the structure, you've got the codes that you have to use, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got the financial. Do I buy position, or do I just spend more money on tech content to get organically ranked? And that's the financial. And of course, if you do a good job, the money comes back. It doesn't just go out. And then the political, when I think of the political, Catherine, I think of each search engine has their own little proclivities.
Right.
They like things, and they don't like things.
Sure.
And that's the politics, right?
Exactly.
So can you quickly give us a little tour of those three?
Well, sure, and you covered again tech, you know, the technical aspects,
financial, and political. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, given the fact that the technical has to, you know, every search engine has a different way of doing their thing, just like you mentioned. All right. So the technical aspect would be, you know, their algorithms. Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be political as well. Actually,
it could be. So, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. So, are you doing things their way? Are you okay? For instance, here's a big for instance: Google years ago valued quantity over quality,
mm-hmm.
but they were getting literally hundreds of millions of links built in a single day from, you know, maybe.
And they needed it to build their own model, didn't they?
Right. That's exactly
and
right.
And people followed that track and literally made millions off of the Google
buyer. Right, and then were destroyed later.
that's exactly right. I mean, literally, one day, they almost one morning,
so
they woke up and their business was over.
Right. Right, that's exactly right. So
yeah.
That's a big political aspect in this.
I know people who built websites up, sold them for millions, and the people they sold them to woke up 6 months later and they had nothing.
Right.
But
right.
Go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. That's the political aspect of it. So yeah, we definitely want to always try to do everything. My obviously the best advice to give anyone on any topic would be to just do it the right way.
Really work hard
at doing it naturally,
that's
and
right.
just. Yeah, don't try to scam.
But you do need someone who knows where the trip wires are, where the landmines are, and that's
right.
To me. That's don't you think? I mean, you need an SEO expert who's been around enough, who's got maybe one or two gray hairs, whether you can see them or not, right, Catherine? One or two gray hairs that have been around a while, and it can lead you through the landmines so that you can navigate the technical, the financial, and the political.
Right. And most business owners are very, very knowledgeable at talking with another professional. I mean, they know another professional
right.
when they hear one. But some don't. Some can be sold so quickly and easily. And that's what I want everyone to be aware of.
Especially if they don't understand what you and I have been talking about.
Exactly. So they're easily sold on something that they know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. What are some other advice? What's some other advice you have for your clients?
Ooh, that's a good question. A lot of good advice out there. One piece of advice I would say is that social media right now is really taking over a big part of SEO.
Mm-hmm.
We just returned from a Reagan Communications Disney convention on social media. It was really, really good. We learned a lot. Very cool. Social media marketing is another good tip. You know, implicate that because if your message is being shared naturally, Google is now valuing that over and above 22,000
Right. Shared media is powerful, isn't it?
Right. Very powerful.
If I put it up on my website, or if I give it to you, then that's one level of value. But if you give it to someone else, that's another level of value, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you promote it to your customers or whatever.
Right. Naturally, shared links are becoming a huge part of social media. How Google determines the SEO value of your sites. We say Google only. It's Google, Yahoo, Bing, all the search engines.
What about backlinks?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, what's your specific question?
Well, are backlinks valuable? I mean, where people link back to you, isn't...
Backlinks are still very valuable, yes, but they need to be from authority sites. You know, most people don't know the difference between an authority site and a non-authority site.
What is the difference?
Well, an authority site is one that's been around for a while, maybe such as your own, you know. Built well, respected, not just something that was just built today to place a link on.
Right.
Or not something that is, you know, just a...
So an authority site doesn't have to be one of the, you know, like Forbes or Wall Street Journal. It could be somebody who's just been, as you say, been around a while
My site.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right. Would be considered an authority site
right.
as well. But yeah, and those are hard links to get.
But they're valuable. Google has always valued those, haven't they?
Right, and they'll never stop valuing them.
Yeah, I believe that too. Give us your website again, Catherine.
It's oassist.com.
All right, Catherine Sias, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Catherine, will you come back another day? You got a lot to teach us.
Oh, I have so much to say. You have no idea, on this subject.
We'll love to have you back. Come back in real soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Catherine Sias, ladies and gentlemen, with oassist.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.